What a meeting in New Zealand tomorrow. We've got four feature races, and we're going to see Zach Purton riding in New Zealand. Aidan Rodley joins us from New Zealand. It'll be a great thrill for all concerned there, mate, to see Zach Purton in New Zealand.
Yeah, he's been here a few years ago. Good morning, Andrew. And he rode in the New Zealand Derby a few years ago on Corporal Jones and ran second that day. That was also for the O'Sullivan team. He's over here to ride Summer Passage and the first Group 1 two-year-old race of our season. That's the Sistema Stakes, used to be known as the Diamond Stakes. And he teams up with Summer Passage, again for Lance O'Sullivan and Andrew Scott. Horse was really impressive in winning the Muffmutter Slipper last time out, and has shown all sorts of potential earlier. I think one of the main reasons he's here is to get a bit of a guide on this horse, because he is nominated for some of the Group 1 races in Sydney, and I guess Zach would like to be part of the championships and have decent rides over there.
Yeah, I know that already a couple of our jockey managers here in Australia are keeping a very close eye just in case Zach can't come back and ride Summer Passage in Sydney. So we'll monitor that. That's at 2:15 our time tomorrow. You've got the New Zealand Stakes. You've got the Auckland Cup. Really strong program. Aidan, can I ask you first up about the weather? Some suggestion of rain?
Yeah, that's a real concern. We've had a lot of rain around Auckland. Auckland's probably missed it as much as anywhere, though. There's certainly been flooding in South Auckland, but Ellerslie has been not too bad. I think we'll be probably getting a little bit more today and then into tomorrow as well. So the track conditions are a real concern, especially if they're talking about as much as 40 mils. And if that's the case, then it just might become a little bit dicey, actually, whether this meeting can proceed. Hopefully it does. Obviously, we've got a triple group one day and some pretty good horses. A lot of them with Sydney potential as well further down the track. So let's hope that the weather does play its part.
Okay, we'll monitor that through tomorrow morning, particularly our time. The Auckland Cup, from a rainy point of view, have we got something there for our listeners tomorrow?
Well, the horse is probably going to be best suited in the wet conditions as Mega Blast. He just loves the wet, and he's been racing really well on top of the ground as well. His second in the Avondale Cup was a really good Auckland Cup trial. He's well proven. He's been up a long time, but Nigel Tyler, the trainer, has done a terrific job with keeping him going. And another one who handles the wet pretty well is Jack Starr. And you've got to say his second place in the Wellington Cup was terrific, and he was one of the more eye-catching runs in the Avondale Cup as well. Both of those two horses are probably good enough to win the Auckland Cup on top of the ground, but have their chances enhanced with this bit of wet weather around.
Okay, so that's race 9 at 3:28 our time tomorrow. Jack Starr is number 4, and the other one, Mega Blast, is number 8. The race before that also offers up so much, the Bone Crusher New Zealand Stakes. Kawi, Volk, Stock and Barrel, Bazzini's back on the way to Brisbane again for the Bulls. And look, a lot of interest in Sophia Rosa if the rain does arrive there for Stephen Marsh.
Yeah, she's a mare who's probably able to handle it. She's proven in the past she's been adept on soft tracks, but obviously she's a brilliant horse, and we know, you know, the quality she showed last year and going over to win an Australian Oaks in Sydney. And I think Sydney could well be on her plate should she perform okay this weekend. She's okay in at Wait for Age, and by all accounts, she's coming up pretty well. Her third placing at Otaki in behind Kawi last time out was a good run. Whether she can turn the tables on Kawi, just don't know, because he seems to be back to his very best. And I don't think the wet track will bother him too much either. It will bother Volk, Stock and Barrel. And if the track does come up slow or worse, there's a fair chance we won't see Volk, Stock and Barrel go around.
Okay, so we'll again monitor that with all the scratchings tomorrow. Let's hope the weather doesn't play too much of an impact, because it's an extremely strong program. The Westbury Classic is race 6 at 1:37 tomorrow. The two-year-old race at 2:15. The Bone Crusher New Zealand Stakes at 2:51, and the Auckland Cup at 3:28. We'll be certainly listening to those and watching them through tomorrow, and let's hope the weather's not too bad. Thanks for your time, Aidan. Aidan, just before I let you go, next Saturday, tomorrow week, Ginger Nuts, the New Zealand Derby winner, confirmed now to come across on Monday to line up in the Rose Hill Guineas, and Opie Bossom is coming to take the ride.
Yes, he is. The horse, obviously, is just going from strength to strength. As he's got up in distance, he looks better and better. So, yeah, Opie will be over there to ride Ginger Nuts. He rode him in the Derby, rode him perfectly well as well. So, yeah, he'll be over there, and he'll be available for all other rides as well. He's going to ride at 55.5 kilograms and higher. So, we'd love to see the Australians train and support Opie as well.
Yep, you can contact Aidan. Do you want to give your number over the air,
yep,
mate?
For sure. So it's 006 004 for New Zealand, then 27 639 2008.
Okay, so just recapping that, 00116427639208. You can send him a text and Aidan will reply to you with Opie Bossom riding at the Rosehill Guineas program. Thanks for your time, mate. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Cheers, Andrew.